Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, or good night in some parts of the world, or good evening. Yeah, we can't forget that. This is your favorite host, Corinne Lafond from Between the Lines Empowering Network. Another week, another day, another breath, another moment in life, another time to start over, people. It's another time to start over. Some people have a difficulty with starting over. There's nothing wrong with starting over. Once you have life, you know, and you're breathing, check if you're breathing, yeah, then you can start over. Today I have a lovely guest with me. We're talking from 0 to 60. You may want to know what that means, then hop on over on the show and call into 347-945-5192. Or you can follow on the episode page and listen in and chat and text with us. So I have a wonderful guest with me. He's going to be talking from 0 to 60. Her name is A. Michelle Blakely. She's going to tell us what the A stands for. she's laughing, but she gave me permission, only me now, to call her Michelle, okay? But when we find out what the A is about, then we'll know if to call her Michelle or A. Michelle Blakely or just A. She's a micro-business therapist. She's an author, speaker, and one of Forbes 30 women entrepreneurs to follow on Twitter, so make sure you follow her. She's, as I said, a micro-business therapist. I mean, that's a really nice title there. We need to find out more about that. And simplicity expert. She has guided new and seasoned small business owners on how to start, sustain, and grow their business for over two decades. Let me tell you something right now. She doesn't look more than two decades, okay? So I don't know how she can be doing it for more than two decades. She masterfully delivered the right information with step-by-step guidance. Her cut to the chase, I love that, get-to-the-point approach, keeps entrepreneurs focused on timely, relevant, and productive activities. She is the source for understanding and knowing how to align your purpose, principles, and priorities with simple practices. And later down in the show, we're going to be doing a giveaway. And the first person to grab her, like she says, that might be me. So you know I run very fast. I'm broadcasting from Jamaica, and we have the fastest man in the world, Usain Bolt. So I'm not too far behind him. So if you can't catch up with me, you make sure you try and catch up with her. Okay. Welcome, Michelle, to Between the Lines Empowering Network.
Thank you so much for having me. Fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. Thank you.
Yes. Now, you need to first explain how could you be doing this for more than two decades and you look like two decades. Explain that.
Oh, you're too kind. I don't feel like two decades, believe me.
Well, you look like two decades. I don't care what you feel like, but you look like two decades.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
And you have beautiful eyes.
Huh?
You have beautiful eyes. I mean, you're just absolutely gorgeous. Oh, my God.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Yes. Now, tell me about this micro-business therapy. Now, look here. It seems as if this is some kind of, psychologist treatment. You know, when you sit in a chair and people need, you know, the psychiatrist or psychologist. What do you mean by therapy, micro-business therapy? Are we going to put our business in a chair?
Actually, you are. That's exactly right. You know, when you go to see a therapist, usually you go to talk about, you know, your emotional and personal issues. With micro-business therapy, we talk about your business. We talk about what's going on with you and your business, how your business is affecting your life, how you can better manage and run your business and try and get you and your business on the same page and back on track.
So we're putting our business in the chair. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe it. We're putting our business in the chair. I know it's humans that normally go in the chair, but now we're putting the business in the chair. That's a unique way of looking at it. And I noticed that you do bootstrapping. It's a bootstrap approach and cut-to-the-chase approach. Tell me a bit about that bootstrap approach, because a lot of entrepreneurs feel they need to put more money into their business to be able to do more. And, you know, it's really good to see that you're bootstrapping, which means that, you know, let me just lower my phone here. It's making a lot of noise. I don't know why. Yeah, it seems as if people have to plug a lot of money into their business in order to make more money, like I'm saying. But it's good
right.
to hear that they can find creative, inexpensive, or low-cost or no-cost ways in order to be able to get their business off the ground. Share with us a few tips with that.
Absolutely. And I do. I consider myself a professional bootstrapper because for the, you know, I've sold real estate. I've owned a nightclub. I've run a transition living facility. I've founded a solar cleaning business and the micro business therapy business and a contemporary art gallery. And most of those businesses, you know, were started with very, very, very little money. So, what it's helped me do over the years is figure out the quickest, easiest, and most cost-effective way to get my ideas from, you know, just being something on the back of a napkin to having the open sign and opening the doors and getting clients. So I've been able to really just kind of streamline my thought process and my systems for opening up a business. So, you know, businesses can be opened with very little money, very little resources. It's just a matter of you being organized and tapping into the right network and having a well thought out plan.
That sounds fantastic. Would you like to share one or two of those tips in terms of bootstrapping? What some common businesses that you have or clients that you have dealt with? The problems that they may have faced, and like two tips that you would have shared with them in terms of bootstrapping.
Well, if, you know, for example, so when I sold real estate, you know, real estate, all you're doing is taking a class, you're taking a state exam, and the rest is marketing and networking. You don't need a lot of money to, you know, start your own real estate business. You don't need a lot of money if you have, maybe you have products. Like a, you know, like a jewelry line. I have a client who has, she hand makes jewelry. You don't need a lot of money outside of your material to create your product. You don't really need a lot of money to start that. You know, you need a decent website, and it doesn't have to be top of the line. It needs to be functional, but it doesn't need to be top of the line. But, you know, you need a website. You need a couple of, you know, a little bit of marketing collateral, business cards, postcards, or whatever. And then you just need to get out and hit the pavement and start talking to people. The majority of the work is done in the networking and the communication and the getting out and actually contacting people, reaching out to people. That's where the majority of the traction takes place. Everything else can be done with very little expense.
So you're talking a bit of serious sweat equity here, putting in your whole body and everything into it because, you know, you save a lot with your sweat equity, and sweat equity here means the whole pounding the pavement, like you're saying, as opposed to paying a marketing company or spending money on building a list or doing advertising on print and TV and radio. You can get out there and actually meet people. And what I'm also hearing from you is that you look for the businesses that the startup cost is low. Is that what I'm hearing from you? Because you're starting up a real estate, you're starting up a jewelry, et cetera, et cetera. Is that a tip for persons who really want to get into something to look for low startup cost businesses? And how can they figure that out?
Well, I think some of it has to come from the individual themselves. They have to know, just to kind of do what we call an entrepreneur SWOT. So they need to figure out what their strengths are, what their weaknesses are, what any opportunities they may be out there, and threats that may be out there. Because once they do that SWOT analysis, they know where the gaps are. They know what they are capable of and what they're not capable of. And then they can begin to address some of those gaps. They can figure out, you know, I don't have any expertise in this area. How can I get expertise, or who can help me with that expertise? Or I don't have access to this area of my business, you know, who can help me with this particular area of my business? So, the first thing we need to do is figure out what they have and what they don't have, and then figure out how to close the gap between what they have and what they don't have.
Beautiful. So you're talking opening yourself to not doing it alone, that you need to see collaboration, joint venture, partnerships, because we don't have all the capacity, resources, skills, and experience within ourselves,
Well, not necessarily, because a lot of my clients are micro business owners. It's just them. They don't have any staff. They don't have any partners. So they are, you know, running these businesses by themselves. So it's not necessarily that you have to bring in a partner or a joint venture, but you do know how to, you do need to know how to offset what you're missing. You need to know how to compensate for the things that you don't have. So whatever your strengths are, you want to, you know, emphasize your strengths, and then whatever your weaknesses are, you want to be able to compensate for your weaknesses as well. But you have to know what those are. So it's not necessarily that you have to have a partner. You just really need to understand what it is that you have, what you don't have, and then figure out how you can compensate for those things that you don't have and how you can exploit the things that you do.
So is it possible that if you, in terms of compensating what you don't have, if you're not considering partnering or outsourcing or joint venturing or collaboration, any one of those, then you can say to yourself, okay, I'm not skilled in that area. I'm going to niche my market into the things that I know. Since I'm a low startup and it's me alone, I can decide to just focus on the things that I have strengths in and just deliver on those things. Can they do that?
Yes, they can. Absolutely. Yes, they can. And, you know, and then as your business grows, because the objective is to, when you're starting with very little resources and limited experience, as your business grows and as you begin to gain traction, you want to reinvest in your business. So if you need to take, you know, some classes down the road, or, you know, you need to, you know, to find a mentor or business advisor or micro business therapist that can help guide you, you know, you have to constantly, you know, strengthen your position as a business owner. So, you know, a lot of times what the mistake is when people start their business, they think that they have this great business idea and that if they build their business, you know, they will come. You know what I mean? Like, all they have to do is open the doors and people will automatically come to them and they'll automatically have clients. And that's not the case. Mm-hmm. And that's really where a lot of new business owners get disenchanted and disappointed, because their expectations aren't, they're not realistic.
Exactly.
Running, yeah. So when it's true, and it's disappointing. In fact, you know, I totally get it. But when you're running a business by yourself, it's a matter of working with what you have at that moment. And as you strengthen yourself, as you're growing day by day, you need to keep reinvesting in yourself and your business. You need to strengthen your position as a business owner. So, you know, it's not about, you know, just making money and sticking it in your pocket and spending it on, you know, other things. You have to reinvest in yourself as an individual so that you can strengthen yourself and your business.
Yeah. One of the things I tell people, because I also help persons in terms of businesses as well, and even authors, in terms of coaching them and getting their books online, and after they're published, they expect, oh, it's on Amazon, so where are the people?
Right.
Why aren't they buying it?
Right.
It's the same concept. And I say to them, hello, not because you published a book on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or any one of those platforms, people are going to know that you exist. Nobody knows that you exist. It's 80%
exactly.
Marketing. You have to get out there. You have to promote. You have to talk. You have to let people know that you have something. You know, you just don't do it. Even brick-and-mortar businesses have to do it. Even if they don't have the money to spend on big companies' marketing and so on, they have to have flyers. They have to go out there. They have to have a big bullhorn or something and say, hey, come into my store, you know, whatever it takes. That is what they have to do. They have to do promotions or have some sort of excitement. That is what they have to do. So you just can't sit there and expect it. Yeah.
No, that's true, because it's one of the problems that a lot of new business owners have, is that they feel that since they don't have a lot of money for advertising, that, you know, they can't get their business out there. You know, and 80% of business activities, you know, revolve around marketing. And you don't need an advertising budget to market your business. The only person, a thing that you need is you. Nobody can sell your business better than you. Nobody's going to promote your business better than you. You have to be able to talk about your business, to share what your business is, how it benefits people, how it helps people, what your products are. You have to be able to do that. No advertising or salesperson is going to do that better than you can. So the point that gets you from opening business to actually getting clients, it's you and your activity, your physical activity. You have to get out there. You've got to meet people. You've got to pound the pavement.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to let people know what it is that you have and then convince them why it's great and they should be buying it.
But do you think, Michelle, that people are prepared to do what it takes, the effort, the time, the sacrifice? You know, they might do it for a day, a week,
mm-hmm.
and they give up. They give up.
That's true.
It makes you wonder, yeah, it makes you wonder how badly you really wanted to start this business. Is it that important to you? You know, do you find that happening with your clients, that they're giving up, that they don't have the, let's call it the balls, or some people say the cojones? I mean, this is my radio show. I could say what I want. Okay?
I love it.
They don't have the balls to just keep going. From the first sign of disappointment, they're like, oh, my God, they throw up their hands in the air, drop on the ground, roll and cry.
Yes.
I'm like, what the hell? Get going. You know, turn that around into something positive and just get going. Yes, you know, you're going to feel disappointment. You're going to get rejection. That's all part of it.
Absolutely.
But how do you turn that around? Tell me, Michelle, tell the listening audience, because I don't want people to think it's me alone that's doing this thing. I want
Not
to know
all.
There are other people. Yeah, tell
Not
them, Michelle, all. What it takes.
It's work. It is work. And if you ever want to know what you're made of, if you ever want to know what you're made of, start a business. Because it will definitely, you know, tell you exactly what it is you're made of. And,
Michelle,
and
I want you to repeat that. I need you to repeat that.
If you ever want to know what you're made of, start a business, because that will certainly tell you exactly what it is you're made of. And it is a lot of work.
My God.
And sometimes, you know, you get people who they romanticize, you know, what it's like to be a business owner, being an entrepreneur. And that's where, you know, some of the problems lie, because their perception of what a business owner is and what an entrepreneur is not realistic. You know, it's not just about all the good stuff that makes you feel good. It's about the hard work that goes into, you know, getting a business off the ground, running, and getting it to a successful position, which is, you know,
I love how you said that. I love how you said that. People romanticize. They're living in this fantasy world that is all roses and whatever. And it doesn't take work. And they look at people like Branson and Warren Buffett, and they see their life that they're living. No, Michelle, no.
Yes.
But
yes.
it's the work that these people have been putting in while they were sleeping, Warren Buffett and Warren Buffett and the rest of the gang was working their butts off. They're not seeing that. And they have been doing it for years. They have been doing it for years. You're just seeing the success now, but you don't know the grind that they had to go through in order to reach where they are today. And they're still doing it, mind you. They're still making the sacrifice. They're still out there.
My God.
I mean, it's not, you know, I love that point you make. If you really want to know what you're made of, become an entrepreneur or a business person. Become an entrepreneur, because that tells you if you're sapsy, weak, right?
Yes.
Or if you are made out of metal that just bounces back.
You're disciplined, if you're resilient, if you're resourceful, you know, if you're creative, it tells you a whole lot about yourself that you probably had no idea.
Because there are some people, they will look at a situation or an opportunity and they're like, I can't do that. That's not me. I can't talk. I can't talk to people. I can't walk up to people and talk. I can't do a presentation. I can't. My God. So what can you do? Why don't you just try? You know what I'm saying? You're just focusing on the negatives. I can't. That is not me. That's not my thing. So what the hell is your thing? You know, you sit down and you complain. I need money. My situation isn't good. I need to do something. And you just yabba yabba blah 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 about it, but you take no action. Do you find that in your clients that there are people who talk a lot, but they don't take action, Michelle?
I do have some people where that is, you know, the source of, you know, some of the problems why their business isn't going the way they want to. Is their perspective, their mindset. They don't have the right mindset to get their business out of the gutter, for lack of a better word. That is a problem. And, you know, what I found is, you know, sometimes when I always tell all of my clients that they need to get themselves or create for themselves an advisory board. That's one way that they can help themselves, shore up, so to speak, themselves mm-hmm. as a small business owner, entrepreneur. You know, develop an advisory board. Find, you know, 3 to 5 people that you respect mm-hmm. In a variety of business industries. You know, you respect their mm-hmm. opinion and you value, their information. Find 3 to 5 people that you can rely on a regular basis and mm-hmm. talk to your business about. Get a mentor, get a micro business therapist and talk to them about what it is that you're feeling, what it is that you're going through. Because I can promise you, you know, when you're able to talk about what's going on in your business and put it all on the table, you're able to get a clear picture on where the problems are. You can get a clear picture on what it is that you need to do or that you're not doing right. It's a fresh pair of eyes. It's a clean pair mm-hmm. of ears. And that sometimes that can be extremely helpful because when you're in the middle of it, it's hard for you to see what's going on when you're in the thick of running a business. You need to acknowledge that you don't know everything, that you can't do everything, and that's perfectly fine. That nobody's mm-hmm. expecting you to know it all or do it all, but you got to know when to get help. You know what I mean? You got to know when to talk to people about what's going on. You got to be able and willing to seek outside advice. You got to be willing to allow people to help you. Sometimes we don't want people to help us. We're embarrassed. Yeah, we're embarrassed. We're ashamed that we're not successful, mm-hmm. and all of that is a false. I call it faulty thinking, because mm-hmm. you can't take your business personal in that sense. You know what I mean? You have to be able to separate mm-hmm. yourself from your business. You define your business. Your business doesn't define you.
I love that.
So you can't take that stuff personal, but you have to be willing to allow people to help you.
Yeah, I love that. And in the same way in our personal lives, if things are going on in our personal life, we have to know when to just let it go and seek help. Talk to somebody.
Oh, yeah.
So when you talk about therapy, and we made the analogy earlier in the conversation about, humans seek help, why don't you think that when you're in business that you should seek help either? It's the same thing.
Yes.
Yes, it's the same thing, right? But do you find, Michelle, that persons, when they're in the business, they think they're doing a lot, they're working at it, they're pounding the pavement, they're doing everything possible, they're pushing, you can see that they're pushing, and then they're like, Michelle, this is not working. This is not working. This business does not work. How do you deal with that?
I do an audit when my client has been, when they have been putting in the time and the hard work, and they're not generating the results that they want. That's the time that we do a little more of an in-depth review of their business and what I call a business audit. We go through every detail of the business from start to finish, from the customer experience, from the marketing, from social media, from the product, from the service, mm-hmm. from their pricing, the bookkeeping. We go through mm-hmm. all aspects of their business to make sure that everything is aligned and functioning properly. And 9 times out of 10, there's something that's off that's causing everything else to be off. And we were able to fix it and we move forward. So sometimes mm-hmm. you have to go through every nook and cranny of your business to make sure that everything is aligned and working together and it's systemized and, one thing is feeding another and it's not to the detriment of, so you're not sacrificing, your customer service for the sake of, your pricing. So everything has to work mm-hmm. Together. Everything has to be coordinated. Everything has to flow. And
take a step back.
And that's all it takes. 9 times out of 10, when you do that business audit and you review all aspects of your business, you'll figure out what it is and you can regroup and start fresh.
And that's what I like, starting over. Like I mentioned in the beginning, it's a new day starting over. There's nothing wrong with starting over.
Absolutely.
Yeah, some people think it's failure. I'm a failure. I'm a this.
Not
I'm a that. And I like when you said, the business doesn't define you. You're separate from the business. It has nothing
to
do with you. So don't mix
Absolutely.
Up the two things, people. And you can start over every day, every moment. It's a new start. You start in the morning.
Absolutely.
You think you're pushing. Start again in the evening. Whatever
mm-hmm.
it takes, you just start again because there's no such thing as failure. Michelle, I don't want
I
us
agree.
To forget that giveaway. I don't want
I
us
agree.
To forget that giveaway. I want you to tell persons, no, because I want people to sit and put their business in that chair. So I want people to put their business in the chair, right? So tell us
a bit about
that giveaway and how persons can get it.
Well, actually, you know, I'll do both of them. So one is a copy of my book, Zero to 60, How to Start a Business in 60 Days or Less. It's great for people who have a business idea and haven't started their business yet. It's great for people who are new in their business. And it's also great for people who have already been in business and just need a refresher because, like you said, sometimes you have to start over and you got to regroup. So it's great for reminding you about how to keep your business effective and efficient and streamlined. So the first person to email me at amb, that's Apple, Mary, and Boyfriend, A-M-B, at simplicitymastered.com. Simplicitymasteredwithad.com. The first person to email me will get a copy of the book. And the second person to email me will get a complimentary one-hour micro business therapy session so you can put your business on the couch. And
oh, my God. I love that. Put your business on the couch. Listen.
Put your business on the couch. I love it. So the first person to email me will get a copy of the book, and the second person to email me will get a one-hour micro business therapy session. And, again, the email address is amb@simplicitymastered.com.
I love it. I love it. Put your business on the couch. I'm going to be writing a short article or blog post. So that's exactly what I'm going to title it. Put your business on the couch.
I love it.
Yeah, I love that giveaway and that you're so generous to give two. And I'm going to be putting those links so it's easy for persons to just click on it on the episode page. And I'm going to put it also in the blog post so they don't have to try and remember or say, oh, what did she say again? No, I'm going to make it. I know people are already under stress, so I'm not going to put them under further stress. So I'm going to put those links there, and I just want to say so much thanks to you, Michelle, for doing what you're doing, for being such a youngster, because I know you're no more than 20. Yeah. For being such a youngster and such a beautiful woman and helping other entrepreneurs, you know, and I'm sure you're helping a lot of female entrepreneurs, I would gather. I don't know, but I just get that feeling that you're helping a lot of women.
Yes, I am.
Yes.
Thank you. Yes, I am.
Yes. And, you know, we need the help and support. And so, you know, keep doing what you're doing, and I want to encourage persons to follow you on your Facebook. I'm going to put all of these links, you know, and share them on the blog as well as the episode page so they can follow you and get to know you a bit more.
Thank you.
Of course, and to just let persons know to follow the show Between the Lines, Empowering Network. And, of course, you know, the show is aired Mondays and Fridays at 10 a.m., and we are broadcasting from the beautiful island of Jamaica. And we're just to let you know, just this week alone, I have another show tomorrow. So listen up for tomorrow. There's another show tomorrow. That's just for this week. So you're going to be benefiting from this show right now, one tomorrow and one coming up on Friday. And then we resume again next week, Monday and Friday. So just keep your eyes out for that. And it's easy to do that because if you follow the show, you can set up reminders and it will automatically come into your inbox. Pretty simple for you. So we're getting the wrap-up message here. So thanks once again, Michelle. Any final words before you go?
Thank you so much for having me. I had a fabulous time. And for those of you who are listening, you know, don't be afraid to get help. There's nothing to be ashamed of when you're struggling in your business. The worst thing you can do is not get help. So don't be afraid to reach out and get some help, get a fresh pair of eyes and a clean pair of ears and keep moving.
Love it. Fantastic way to end the show. Thank you so much, Michelle. Have a great day, everyone. And thank you so much for listening to Between the Lines, Empowering Network.